Since purchasing the 112-year-old building in downtown Huntington for $750,000, the university has issued $9 million in bonds and raised more than $4 million in private money to renovate the facility. The former Anderson Newcomb Company building that housed the department store of the same name, later becoming the Stone and Thomas building, will now house students starting in August.
Floors 2, 3, 4, and 5, and 6, you come into a space like this, which is...
That's College of Arts and Media Dean Don Van Horn. He's excited about the prospects of the 66,000-square-foot building.
One of the things that excites me the most about it is the opportunities that it presents us to have our students in the visual arts become engaged and interactive citizens with the rest of the community.
The six-story building will house art and design subjects like printmaking, photography, graphic design, and electronic media. Currently, approximately 200 Marshall students are majoring in various visual arts programs. But according to Van Horn, the space will allow them to more than double that number. He says it offers them something they haven't had before, nearly everyone in one place.
One of the things that this facility does is it brings almost everybody together under one roof. The synergy that allows is something that you really long for. Now we've got that, whereas before we didn't. And so when you bring all these students together from these multiple disciplines that are really quite different, and you start getting them to work together, it just opens up all sorts of possibilities.
The building was set to be torn down because of water damage and rot. Once the school purchased the building, the renovation work began, which required reinforcing the facility with 65 tons of steel.
This is a good example of a space that's probably nearly, it's triple what it was.
With just under 2 months till students enter the center, there's still work to be done, such as moving more of the equipment in to accompany the already present print presses, easels, and digital monitors for the classrooms. Van Horn says the location is important for the university.
It's sort of breaking the model for Marshall, and I think that's important. I think Marshall needs to continue to look for ways to expand, and I think what we've done is we've created an anchor down here, and between here and campus is where Marshall's going to grow, and that just means more access for the community to the riches of the university.
The center, which has classrooms and labs on 5 floors and a gallery and commercial space on the first, is 8 blocks from campus. Van Horn says the only comparable space that he knows of is one in Columbus, Ohio at the Ohio State University.
14 feet tall, and that we got permission to not lower them.
Sandra Reed is the new director of the School of Art and Design. She's from the Savannah College of Art and Design. She says the idea to use an historic space is something she's seen at her former institution.
In Savannah, they call it adaptive reuse, so it takes a building that was originally some other function and adapts it to a contemporary use, maintaining its facade so it's recognizable and familiar to everyone, at the same time as putting really whatever one needs and wants within inside.
The center will open in August before the start of the fall semester, August 25th. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.